Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, the living and the dead, the girls and the corpses, the sex and the metal. Jesus and Bacchus, sex and death. Yes, brothers and sisters, all you children of sex, because you may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Mary, Buddha, Yes, Jesus, we may be children of you, or the baby Jesus, in this case, the baby Jesus butt plug, divine interventions. But until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex, with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen, sister.
Amen.
Can I hear an A-women?
A-women.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, I want to welcome you to Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. This here is the womb room, where it's nice and warm inside. A little chilly spring night out there. It's Easter Eve. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I got on my Easter bonnet. Of course, I always wear a bonnet, but this is my Easter bonnet, given to me by the great squirting star, Dumais. And yes, it is Easter. And on the eve of Easter Sunday, we are gathered together to commemorate that moment just before Jesus rose up and met that very first Easter bunny, Mary Magdalene, perhaps Christ's wife, or a biblical corpset. Because after all, brothers and sisters, what had happened to Jesus? He had died on the cross. Maybe. It's a little mysterious. But we're going to explore that mystery tonight. That juxtaposition of the eroticism and the commedia of life's rather close relationship with death. The little death, which I prefer, but also the big one. Yes, brothers and sisters, tonight's show, right here on Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. Worldwide revolution, worldwide sexual revelation. In your hard drive. Tonight, we are featuring the very sexy ladies and creepy cadavers of the Live Nude Girls Meets the Dead Zombie Messiah Show, otherwise known as Girls and Corpses. And here they are, brothers and sisters. Let's give a hand to our Girls and Corpses visitors at the Speakeasy. Also here with our friends from Sex and Metal, but let's go around and introduce, starting with Mr. Corpsey himself.
Yes, I'm Corpsey.
You are Corpsey. You are he. You are the necrophiliac genius behind this monstrosity we call Girls and Corpses.
Yeah, I am the creator. I'm the editor-in-chief.
Editor-in-chief, right.
Girls and
Corpses. That's not debtor, okay?
Not debtor.
You pay your bills, but...
We're doing actually better than that. We're doing... It's a very successful magazine.
All right.
Girls and Corpses is on newsstands, U.S. and Canada. We're also distributed in Germany and translated into German. And it's a phenomenon around the world, and we've got some of the women that work with our magazine. We have a couple corpses on your bed there.
I know. I was getting rather intimate with one.
I noticed.
And it was kind of fun, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not really a necrophiliac type, although I should light some candles, right? It's Easter.
But dead men tell no tales or talk back.
Right. That's true. That's true. And I was noticing that. I was going to light the baby Jesus butt plug.
I have a gift. Here, come here.
Yeah.
I have a...
Okay.
Since you're playing with toys, this
yeah.
is one of our... This is
oh, thank you.
Our pussy.
Is this a dead thing?
It's pussy magnets.
I'm afraid you're going to give me like a dead rat
no,
or
this
something.
One,
no? Okay. Oh, this is a pussy magnet. That sounds nice.
Yeah.
What's this got to do with...
Girls and Corpses.
Is this a corpse? Oh, it's a pussy.
It's just a pussy.
Well, it's not a live pussy, I guess. But is it a dead pussy? It's a magnet. It's nice. It's
yeah,
a pretty
it's a
pink,
special
pretty
pink.
Pink pussy.
We do have a dead one. We have a... It's over on the bed there,
yeah.
But it's a soap that's blue with maggots on it.
Blue
it's
with our, maggots.
Yeah,
my favorite.
That's our dead soap.
Really?
And we also have prison soap that has a butthole on it. It's back there behind the girls' half
prison
corpse.
Soap with a butthole. I got to see
yeah.
that.
Go look behind the butt.
Prison soap.
See the girl
with
cut in half
hole.
Right in front of you.
I should be able to find
look
that.
Look behind.
The girl cut in half right in front of me. Okay, this is a girl corpse.
That's
right?
That's one of our rare girl corpses.
It,
yeah.
it is rare. Mostly you have guys. I notice she's front and center and
we
very
do.
Bloody.
We do. She's bloody.
Yeah.
But we usually have male corpses.
The male corpse yeah. was the one I was getting familiar with.
He's a little flaccid, but you
yeah,
maybe...
he didn't even have a dick.
Most corpses don't. You know,
you know,
it's a bone.
I guess it's gone. The boner
yeah.
is doesn't have a bone.
Correct.
How about that?
It's fleshy. It's spongy
you know?
Matter.
Yeah, but you could put a dildo on there and have some fun.
You could do anything you want, Susan.
Do
I'm sure you will.
Or
doctor, excuse me.
Yes.
If you go behind that little half butt thing over there on the left side
the
of the bed.
Half butt thing.
On the other side, there's a soap. Go crawl across your bed because we want to watch that anyhow. Lift your hand. That's what I'm talking
That's
about.
That's what I had to lift.
Now lift, put your hand under between the legs of the corpse. This is like,
yes,
no, not that
those
one.
Those are my
and,
pearls.
And go farther to the other side. You'll see a little pink box.
Which?
See, keep going.
Oh, wait.
Oh, there it is. There's a blue box and a pink box. Those are gifts for you.
This is the pink box.
Now open that up.
This is prison soap.
It's a gift for you.
Oh, wow. Could I actually send this to someone in prison?
They love
it
in prison. Yeah.
Ah, that's so cute. Thank you.
And the other one is corpse body soap, and it has maggots on it. It's a blue bar with maggots.
So this is a pussy, though. I'm glad about that. Now, the maggot one, let's see this.
Yeah, that's...
Maybe, I don't know.
You'll
this,
like that.
This seems to me to be for some... I mean, it's all right. It looks like seaweed. Oh, it's a pussy with maggots. Look at that.
Yeah.
How pretty. It just looks mint flavored
or
something.
It's the only soap that makes you dirtier.
I don't know. I think any soap you'd make would make people dirtier. So you are quite something. When did you come up with this concept?
Well, it really was 6 years. We've been in business for 6 years, 27 issues.
Yes.
It's kind of an interesting story because I kind of died when I was a kid from a head injury.
Oh,
I think you
kind of went to the other side?
I went to the other side.
Yeah.
You were there, by the way, and some of your friends. It was quite a party.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You had
a
near-death experience.
I had a near.
An NDE.
Yeah. An NDE.
Right.
Yeah.
I kind of had one of those.
Not like an MRE, like an NDE.
Okay.
And then I basically became fascinated with death, and then
yes.
I sort of developed into this strange... hobby of mine.
Yes. All right. Well, we want to hear about your strangeness some more.
Yes.
But I Please. Also want to talk to the lovely young
They're beautiful,
lady
aren't they? They love corpses.
To you and all the young ladies here.
Yeah.
Yes, and they love corpses.
Love
and I
them.
And I want to understand this love of corpses.
Of the dead.
So Sasha,
yes.
Ooh. You're my first girl. Of the girls and corpses. And this is your first time here. This is your virgin show.
Yes.
Sasha Sweet.
Sasha Sweet. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you've been very sweet tweeting away.
Thank you.
And we're very excited about having you here. Especially Panty Boy. You wore some pretty panties
some
for Panty Boy.
Yeah.
Did you?
I mean, we
should get that at least out of the way to just see them at first.
Of course.
So can you stand up?
Of course.
You've got this nice little pink outfit on.
Yeah, I
very
to go
cute.
Sexy
uh-huh.
but classy.
Very classy.
Oh,
look at those.
Wow.
They look just so beautiful and feminine.
And I've been wearing them
right.
all day. So
yeah.
Nice
oh,
and...
nice. All
oh,
day.
Man.
Yeah, I might trade you. I have
nice.
Some panties for you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
Nice. Now we know you're wearing very beautiful white,
yes.
sort of silky and
sheer.
Lacy
mm-hmm.
sheer with a little blue bow.
Yes.
What's about you with corpses?
With corpses, I've always been fascinated with the whole mystique of death. It's very, you know, it's so far from when you're living. It's something that you constantly ponder because it's such a mystery.
So, does it turn you on?
Not particularly. I'm more fascinated by it.
Corpsey's so disappointed.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that sounded like a genuine... At least we know you don't feed your girls lines. They're being honest.
She likes this corpse. She likes this corpse.
Yes, I like this
You
one
like
very
him
much.
Even though he has this problem.
Yes, very much so.
Issue. Call it an issue. Yes.
Yeah, uh-huh. But how do you feel... I mean, you pose with the corpses.
Yeah.
In sexually suggestive manners.
It's taboo. It's risque. I like pushing my own limits and also kind of provoking other people's as well. I've always found
yes.
that to be very enticing.
Well, since you don't have a corpse fetish yourself, I wouldn't want to identify you specifically as a corpse fetishist. So how mm-hmm. would you identify yourself?
I am just... A nymphomaniac.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a nymphomaniac.
Yeah.
This is actually a nice Jewish girl.
You know,
I'm a nice Jewish girl too.
I don't know. I was a psychology member
mm-hmm.
major, and we learned that there are no nymphomaniacs.
No?
That's a male fantasy.
Huh.
But
no, she
maybe
really
you're
is a nymphomaniac.
Prove that wrong.
Maybe I am.
Yeah, she's the one. She's the one.
I'm the one.
You're the one.
I guess. Yeah.
Wow. So what's the But you wouldn't have sex with a corpse.
No.
No. You wouldn't. I mean, there are some girls.
I would, if my partner was interested in role-playing that scenario, I wouldn't pass
uh-huh.
it by because I'm very much a pleaser. So that would be open to
question.
Your partner wanted to play dead.
Yeah, or wanted me to play dead.
Did you do that, Corpsey?
Not with Sasha, but generally people, you know, it is a fantasy, and people do that sleeping fantasy and things like this. So, hey, everything's healthy, and as long as you're not hurting anybody, and the corpses are already dead.
So if your penis
the corpses are already dead. Are we talking about real corpses here?
No, you know, I'll answer. That's an interesting question.
Yeah.
We do have real corpses in every issue of Girls and Corpses magazine.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you have any permission?
It's hard to get their permission, but...
Well, I mean, I don't know. You could have someone will their...
I'll tell you.
Maybe one of your fans would will their skeleton.
Yes. We actually have a celebrity right now who has signed contracts and agreements that when he... passes, we'll have a photographer shoot him with corpses. And this is a well-known person who was recently in a feature, loves the magazine, and wants to be on our cover.
Wow.
So go
for it. All right. Well, gosh. Moving right along. Max.
We'll step over this way.
We're creating static, I think, between. There's some sort of message we're getting from the other side.
From the other side.
Yes, Hades.
So when the penis plays dead,
yes,
right, that's when you guys come in and...
You mean like knock on the door and...
Yeah, and bring it to life or something?
Bring it to life. Well, you know, having sex with a male corpse, it's not as common because most of the real necrophilia takes place in mortuaries where people have access to bodies, and those are male having sex with women. With a man, you would actually have to either prop up their junk or put some way to keep it stiff.
Well, aren't they called stiffs anyway? Or,
they are. You can put the leg in your... You can put a toe inside you, I guess, but the penis is spongy matter, so it's gone.
It's gone, except that in that moment of death, sometimes, when men are, like, I don't know,
right
after being hung from the gallows, they get a hard-on.
Yeah, you'd have to jump up there or cut him down pretty fast, but...
Yeah.
To get it going.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't exactly make gallows... But he makes, I guess, torture devices. Our friend Jolien is here with us from Sex and Metal.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Jolien.
How are you, love?
Good, good. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah. What do you think of our new digs here?
You know what? I love it. Last time we were on, it was fantastic, but this is even more fantastic.
Yeah.
Looks
well,
beautiful.
We're more fantastic.
Lovely job.
We have a little buzz. Is that buzz going on? Yeah, we got a little buzz. What's that buzz? Tell us what's happening. I don't know if Nori can help with the buzz. But we just ran into you. Well, actually, we ran into you at the LA Fetish Film Festival.
That's right, yeah.
Where I was kind of introducing the director, Michael Simmons. And you were... You know, we said, come on over, we're going to be with Girls and Corpses. And then you're everywhere, aren't you guys?
We are everywhere, yeah.
We're seeing you now at Studio Servitude. You've got all your equipment set up over there.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
And Corpsey over here was kind enough to put in his magazine, so we got a double-page spread in there. And
Sasha was in one of Jolien's wonderful machines.
You were, and you survived.
Yeah. She's
you could have died.
I love them.
She loves pain.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, my God.
She's a nympho who loves pain and girls and corpses.
Masochism, the love of pain.
Masochism. You say it so sweetly.
Thank you.
Like sugar. Masochism.
Sasha Sweet.
Masochism.
Yeah, exactly. Very much so. Yeah, so you're all over the place, and your equipment is becoming de rigueur, so to speak.
Yeah, people were getting recognized in the industry for, you know, creating some crazy contraptions, and Corpsey over there has definitely helped us out with a few ideas, because I think a few of his issues has some crazy-looking contraptions that I haven't seen before, so we're kind of modeling a few of those. And
torture.
Well,
torture.
I hope you can... Bring up. I don't know if you have any of your contraptions. I know most of your contraptions are over there.
Unfortunately, tonight they're over there.
Just you. You're the only contraption.
I'm the only contraption. I'm actually here to represent Corpsey tonight. I think
you're representing Corpsey.
Yeah,
wow.
I think
he's my agent. Sex and Metal's my agent. We did bring a body bag, by the way, for later behind you on the ground.
I know. Are you guys going to get in it and make out?
We'll get Sasha. Me and Jolien. I don't
you
think
and
so.
Jolien.
Yeah,
no. We'll get chastity in it with me.
Speaking of which, let's introduce. Welcome back, Chastity Lynn.
Hello.
Hello. Where's that microphone? Wait. Whoa.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, there she is.
There she is. Hello.
Okay. Hey. Chastity, how you doing?
Good.
It's good, so good to see you again. When did I see you last? New Year's?
I think so.
Yeah, and now you're a girl in corpse, or were you already?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? You don't know when it started?
Nope.
No? Well, how do you like being a girl with corpses?
I like it.
You do? What do you like about it?
I liked getting in the body bag with her.
You like getting in the body bag
I
with her.
I like that, too.
I'm starting to get interested in this. I mean, where is this body bag?
It's
here? It's right
it.
Here?
That is a real, authentic body bag.
It's a real body bag,
yeah.
And when you get in it...
Magic happens.
You do things,
that
right?
That you don't expect to do.
Yeah, would you like to get in it? I mean...
Maybe we'll put you in it, Susan.
Well, I'd like to see them in it first. You know, I mean, I keep hearing about it.
Yeah.
I think I've heard about it now 3 times, including from Max. So I think it's time, maybe.
Should we bring him right up there?
And bring you right up here into the body bag.
All right.
All right.
And we have a microphone somewhere, right? Where's that microphone? Stage mic?
Stage mic is
on the stand.
Somebody can get that mic over there. It's on the stand, please. Thank you.
I don't know. Let's see. Max, do you think we should do it on the floor or on the bed?
Wherever you want.
On the floor? Is it easier? Or on the bed?
No, the bed
on
is the probably bed. Easier.
All right. Well, you guys kind of help
Somebody
set this
help up.
Set We're going to put two girls, Chastity and Sasha, in a body bag, in one body bag, because they're small girls. So you guys, you know, can fit in one sort of large body bag. Do they have different sizes of body bags? I don't know. Anyway, for now I'm going to introduce my buddy here, Damien Omen Troy. Hey.
Hey, Susie. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. You used a word before that I was going to use, and
Word you were going to use?
You used the new digs. I was going to say the new digs are amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, talk
okay,
about
well, you could use that word again. That's not an original thing.
Talk about
digs.
An upgrade. Yeah, it's new place is awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
But it is kind of digs because we are kind of bohemian.
Absolutely dig it, yeah.
Yeah, and it's something to dig. I mean, we were just at this beautiful space, our new neighbors, this Studio Servitude, very kind of black and white and modern and nice,
yeah,
cold. But this is, you know, eclectic.
Now this is atmosphere at its L.A. best. It's
oh,
great.
Thank you, darling. Well,
we're just a bunch of hippies.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll second what he said there.
All right.
Real nice.
Yeah, suck up to the bishop, baby. So anyways, you're a friend of Jack the Zipper, who is our dear friend.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
He's showing up here at some point tonight.
He's creeping around. He's zipping around somewhere.
Oh, he's here now?
He is here,
Ah, hi, Jack. So tell me all the secrets about Jack that I shouldn't know.
Wow.
While they're getting the body bag ready.
Secrets about Jack.
Yeah.
Well,
What
am I at liberty to say? I don't know.
I don't know. He told me you'd have some good secrets.
Jack is, he's got that old school East Coast flavor, being from the East Coast of New York. An old Rat Pack buddy from around the way.
Right.
And he brings the porn to a cutting edge level.
Okay, so we have this body bag here. Yes, he does. That's why they call him the zipper, so he can unzip the porn.
That's it.
Right. So now this is the body bag. And do you get in fully clothed, or can you take some of your clothing off? I need a microphone. Okay. So you find it's better with a little clothing, and
I prefer
to pay less, is that it?
Yeah. I prefer less clothing. It has nothing to do with a body bag. I just personally prefer less clothing.
Less clothing.
Less clothing.
Yes, I do too.
Now, let me explain. This is a authentic
L-E-S-S
body bag that's used by morgues, used by fire departments. It actually has handles on the side, so it can be carried off of mountains and things like that.
Yeah, you move over this way on this side, and I'll be on this side.
You need to unzip this.
So that way we won't interfere with each other. Yeah, you stay over there, and I'll be over here.
Hold my mic for a sec.
Okay. Now I'm going to have interference. Okay. Unzip the body bag. Oh, look at this.
Unzip
it looks like something you put like very large clothing in for the airplane.
Yeah, hold on.
A clothing bag. Okay. Just we have a body bag sticking. Okay. All right. Here we go. It won't go. So, happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter.
Yes. You know, Jesus isn't the only one that rose up from the dead at this time of year. And neither are the corpsets. Right. You rose up from the dead. Look at this guy, Jesus.
It's all about rising.
Corpses, yeah, okay. So now we got, here we go. Okay.
Hello.
Hi there.
Okay, so there's an inner lining. This is to keep all the fluids basically inside, because when
all
you die,
the fluids.
There's some leakage.
Right.
You don't want to have that. So what we're going to do is, ladies, do you have your shoes off?
Shoes off, right.
Are you going to wear your dress, or can you take something off,
take
or what do you think?
Your dress off.
What do you think?
Yeah, you're a masochist, aren't you? And you don't want to, so go ahead.
This it's easier to slide into the body bag naked. I don't know why.
Okay.
It just is.
So
this is not a real body bag. We have to be careful because this does completely seal, so we have to leave a little air in it. But we put the girls inside. So what we're going to do is...
Everyone's health is improving now, isn't it? Right.
So we're going to put
Sasha...
Let's see. Who should we put in first? Chastity, why don't you go upstage in the body bag? Excuse me.
Even though this
here.
Show is about death, it's also about life
here?
And health
and
sex.
Put your head up here.
Resurrection.
And facing death.
Right. Face out towards this.
Resurrection,
we're going to put you
right.
Together.
Jesus was...
So you're facing each other.
He was reborn on Easter Sunday. But just before he was reborn, he was...
Sasha, you want to lay in
kind of dead. Yeah.
Now we're getting Sasha in the body bag.
Oh, yes,
these bags
are
made, by the way. It's interesting. They're extra large because the population has grown so large.
Are you wearing any panties, Chastity?
She asks all the good questions.
Are you? A little thong. Whoops.
We
have to see the little thong.
It's going to be very warm in here. Maybe we
take
can see
that,
the thong.
Those jeans off. Come on, they're going
like
to be
maybe to
chafing.
Sing something while...
Yes.
Body bag.
Ah,
it's
panty boy.
Thing.
Look at these pretty little blue panties.
Beautiful body
yes,
bag.
Yes, beautiful blue panties.
It's a beautiful
and a beautiful body bag.
Here she is.
I never
this
thought I would say
bag.
That word. Beautiful body okay. bag.
So, but, Sasha, put you know, your feet in here.
And, I usually think of, like, war.
It's very warm inside this body bag. It can get up to temperatures of 132 degrees.
Wow.
Can you
or
take
33,
those,
depending on one day.
Can you take those on airplanes?
Like, you take them on airplanes, you mean for, like, your clothing.
No, yeah, right.
Yeah,
for,
yeah. You could,
okay.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
You have to put
look
a hanger
at these
thing
pretty
okay, ladies,
young
turn towards
girls,
each other.
So alive.
Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand
gonna
you the mic.
And we're going to suffocate them, I guess. What are we doing here? I mean, this is safe, right? This, you're going into a giant condom.
Okay, Susan, now I can't hear anything because the mic is over there.
Okay, here,
Susie,
I'm helping.
Susie.
Oh, what should I do?
Dr. Susie.
Yes.
The mic is over there.
The mic, I shouldn't be over there.
No, this mic. This
oh, his mic.
His mic.
Oh,
we're
going to
leave. You can all notice immediately the sensual sort of union
to get her
of
hair
these girls
there, yeah.
happens. I don't know what it is about the body bag. You can notice here. I'm going to show you here. She's already grabbing her butt, which is... something that seems to happen almost automatically in the body bag.
You mean they wouldn't do that if they weren't in a body
They would never
bag?
Do that outside normal life. These girls have never seen
no.
each other. Ladies and gentlemen, if there's anyone that can prove that these women have ever met... Oh,
take his mic. Yeah, there you go.
Zip these up. Now, what we're going to do is I'm going to get very close together, almost as if you're wearing each other.
Wow.
Like
okay,
now...
Look at that.
See, look at this. Now we're going to zip them
okay.
in here. Now,
don't catch her hair.
I'm not going to catch her hair.
Okay.
Is there room?
But thank you.
I think about
now we're
going to
leave
thing.
A little airspace here.
Yeah.
Is there room for one more?
Yeah, Max wants to get in here.
Is there room for one more?
Pull the black over the top. Don't take any more.
I'm not going to
excuse
completely.
Me.
Yeah, I know, Max.
Now, if you look,
you
already,
have to take off all your clothes.
Are you getting some of this in here? These girls are already...
Look at that. They look so good in plastic.
I hate to close this up because...
Don't close it, Corpsey.
Yeah, don't close
it. No, don't close it
it's
up.
Too hot.
No,
too hot in there.
We're going to close the body bag, but just
like
for a moment.
Sauna.
Just, yeah, okay.
You know, they don't need any help.
Right, Sasha Sweet and right. Chastity Lynn
Sasha,
are
I'll be right
meeting
there,
their
Sasha.
Maker. they're going to their just desserts. Together. It's like, this is the ultimate fantasy of lovers dying. Together, just in a lover's embrace.
Now we're almost going to close. If you can take
it,
a look, they're
is.
Almost closed into the body bag completely.
Wow.
You girls okay? You getting steamy in there?
They're having so much fun.
Do you want to say here? Hold on a second.
I'm feeling a mixture of eroticism and like
panic.
Pathos.
Here, do you want to say anything? How's it feeling so far?
good.
There's a lot of heat coming out of there.
There is.
What's it really doing? Oh, my God. Okay, hold on.
Unzip that thing, Corpsey.
I'm glad you're...
We're going to count to 10 because I don't want to put them in there any longer.
Because now
than
we don't see them anymore.
No, but
Corpsey.
Hold on. We're only going to do 10 seconds. Ready?
Okay, 10. The audience is having the problem.
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Abracadabra, Shazam, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. These girls are healed. They are born again. I know. They will.
For Easter, we've actually resurrected emerge. Both of us.
Oh, look at that. I love wow. that. Looks like they're schwitzing in there. Nice. Yeah. Yeah, she knows what schwitzing means.
Put your hand over.
Lazarus,
put your hand
eat your heart out.
Feel the heat.
Oh, yes.
Feel the
very
warm?
Nice and hot and warm and toasty.
So, you know, this is something that people can, you know, use for their own personal play. I mean, not necessarily with Sasha Chastity, although they probably could hire out.
Well, we could use that during the winter here in the warehouse for eating.
Yeah.
So you can just see how the body bag seems to bring out the...
It sure does.
And then what we do is... Here, let's get the skull down here. We'll get the skull.
Who are we applauding?
Now what we do is we add a few things to make it a little more interesting here.
Whoa.
That's one hell of a sleeping bag you got.
Oh, now we have a skull.
Now it's a threesome.
Oh, my God. Hamlet, eat your heart out. His skull did not have its tongue sticking out.
Now, these are hard to get, these body bags. This is the real deal.
Wow.
You have to get them from like, the L.A. County Coroner's Office.
Okay.
If you could even get them. They're not readily
I can understand
that. You look like
that.
You're getting kind of excited, Susan. Or is that just your normal state?
Well, these are hot girls. I think I'd get excited regardless
now,
of where
Susan,
they
were. Now, Susan, would you like to try to get in the body bag?
I don't know. I mean, I could get in the body
let's
bag.
Let's try it. You want to do it? Let's do a solo body bag with Dr. Susan.
It's so...
You want to bring a woman in with you? We can do that too.
Well,
you're a doctor exploring all sides of sexuality.
Yeah,
I think
true.
This
I should try being in a body bag, I guess.
Fit three.
All right, I'll volunteer.
Let's get you out of here. I know, they're very disappointed.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to.
I think these girls really like each other.
They like each other. Let them stay a little longer.
How cute is that?
Let's talk to them a little longer.
Let's talk to them a little longer.
Yeah, you want to stay a little longer.
Well,
come on.
Hold on.
Susan, that's not a good idea with your headsets, though.
What is it?
They're getting in the body bag.
Oh, I can get in the body bag.
Oh, God.
Anyway, so I want to hear from the girls a second.
This is in our magazine.
I want to hear from the girls. I know we want to promote the magazine, honey. Right. Why do you enjoy being in the body bag?
It just puts me so close to her. I can't help but touch her.
And why do you enjoy being in the body bag?
Because it's cozy.
It's cozy. It's cozy. Do you think about death while you're in the body bag?
No.
No, but it's a body bag. You don't think about the fact that it's a body bag.
No.
You're not thinking. Really? What drugs are you on? I want some of them. Please give me some. No, I mean, that's cool that you don't think about it. I hope I haven't poisoned you by reminding you that it is a body bag that you're making out in. No, it's okay. You still won't think about them.
No.
Right. You won't think about death.
No, it's hard to when she's here.
Well, she's very much alive, and so are you. But, you know, you never know. I mean, Jesus was only 33. That's true, huh?
It's very true.
Can happen at any moment.
Any moment.
Which is why thinking about death can sometimes be sexy.
It's very sexy.
Because it makes you feel as though you're touching your lover for the last time. And you have to memorize her body so you can recognize her on the other side.
It's very tangible.
Very tangible?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very tangible. And what about having this thing here? Is that just a bowling ball to you, or is that like a skull? Or
he's chilling.
This is
Frankenstein. Who is that anyway?
That's Corpsey Jr. Here, Corpsey, come over and explain some more to us here.
Yeah, this is one of our mascots has actually been in a few issues.
And this is your spread?
They're in there. We did this in Las Vegas at AEE. We did the body bag, and it seemed to be something quite successful. And I think people are trying to do body bag shows all around the country now. Matter of fact, Kmart may be coming out with a body bag line. Martha Stewart may actually be doing a line of body bags, I hear. This could be a rumor.
Martha Stewart?
Martha Stewart body bags. Mm-hmm.
That will sell. I know she's done some prison
It's Martha Stewart Dying.
Or something,
Martha Stewart Dying is her new.
Yeah.
But, Sasha was in the sex and metal part of it. Now, by the way, you might find this kind of interesting, just as a sort of off the subject, but this is Jocelyn James, who had an affair with Tiger Woods, and we have her photograph with Tiger's corpse. In the issue.
Wow.
So Jocelyn is in the... So we have celebrities and all sorts of stuff. But I think we need to get you in the bag. I think you're stalling just getting in there. I think this is... But it's good. It's a forbidden... You've done everything, right? Is there anything left that you haven't tried?
Oh, many, many things.
Really?
I haven't. Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Well, body bags is next. You're going to have to pry these girls away from each other.
Well, I'm not in any hurry to do that.
I'm not either. I could just stand here and it's like potato chips. You know,
yeah,
you just keep eating
them. In fact, it looks like some panties are getting pried off.
Yeah, here, it looks like.
Which is okay with me.
I think pretty much this is... the show. You just
this,
show the
this
girls.
This is great.
But see, isn't it sexy seeing the two women, the black vinyl, the plastic. You know, plastic, of course, is very sexy.
Well, the juxtaposition of, of sex and death, of youth and vitality and life and beauty.
It's the extreme.
You know,
opposite.
I mean, and I guess that one reason I'm wondering if your girls in corpses are popular because it's like these are the ultimate ugly guys with hot girls, you know. I mean, these
it
are
is.
Dead guys. So if a dead guy can get a girl like this, hey, maybe you can too. At least you're alive.
On the money. It's all the guys in high school that couldn't get the beautiful young girl, and now she's kissing corpses, and they can't understand it.
They can't understand it.
The girls
in
our magazine, they're not the tattooed goth girls as much. They're really the girl next door kind of look.
That's what you favor? I'm leaning up against an arm here.
Yeah, it's an arm and
what
a breast.
What is this? This is a breast.
Yeah. You've got to be careful on this bed.
Look at you. You went and you felt it up. You did. You know, I think
Bring
chastity...
Bring it over here.
Chastity has a little thing for dead
corpses?
Things.
Yeah.
Yeah, for corpses. She went and she felt it up.
Who's turned on?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Okay.
No, she's...
Someone got that. Thank you.
Yeah.
That'd be me.
Here we go. Look. See? Look, see? Mm. Corpses. These are pretty. But, you know, it's the fascination with horror movies and also the fact that people are scared of death, and how better to do it through a erotic but comedy magazine, a comedy format. We also do forensics. We do autopsy stuff. We really are the first comedy magazine about death. First magazine of any kind about death, really.
Yes. Well, so. I mean, death, gallows humor is...
Exactly.
...is a cliche, and it's because it's so important.
We have to
make fun of death, or else we are going to be very depressed.
Well, no one really wants to, deal with death and see it on, you know, commercials on the funeral. They always turn the channel. But for us, people want to read it. And the magazine, I don't know, it just hit it off, you know.
Yeah.
Look, see?
I see.
It wants to grab you.
Yeah. Yeah. So now...
There's a nail through the hand. I don't know if that's for Easter.
There's something Easter-like about this. Yeah, or is it like the Sistine Chapel? Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
it is.
With God
this is
and
a
Adam.
Little like the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah, you know,
we
with
would
the angels.
Imagine if there were beautiful naked women on the Sistine Chapel. Like, you know, no one really cares to see that, but they would.
Yeah. You know who I want to have on microphone is, now I forget her name, but the beautiful big woman there.
Oh, that's Talisa.
Talisa, yes.
Talisa was in
our
magazine.
Get on a microphone, come on.
She did corpse,
because
she did, I want to get on the bed.
Can keep
you know, I've seen your show for years, and
here.
I've always wanted to be on the bed with you.
Well, you are.
No,
but
I'm
you
not.
Wanna,
I'm
you
on
wanna,
the other side.
You want to nuzzle me or something?
I want to just be close to you, you know.
Okay, you want to get in the body bag
You're very
with
hot
me?
In person, you know. I have to look. Wow. I've had dreams like this.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Yeah, they were in them too, actually.
Oh, yeah. That's what I smell. That leather smell. Boy,
see my,
all
my,
animal.
My
yeah.
lining. I've got
At least
the...
you know how to hold a microphone. That's pretty good.
I do.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's hard. Getting it away from me is the problem.
No, it's okay. It's okay. But, hello, Talisa.
Hello
Talisa,
there,
come
beautiful.
On up here. Talisa
Hi.
Was in our corpse
well,
wrestling.
Well, let Talisa talk for a little bit
okay.
so we get
yeah.
to know yeah. her for a minute. Yeah, because we only have one mic up here. We're just
it's
yeah,
your
it's
show.
Okay, you
I'm
hold the mic it up to your lips though, because unless your dick talks.
Actually, it does.
Yeah,
It's a little quiet right now.
Does your
now.
Dick get hard over
over this?
Death?
Over death? You know, honestly, I'm...
Corpses?
You know, corpses, I'm not. I'm really not.
Okay.
You know, there are people that are into that.
There
I
are.
Like live flesh. I like these girls are beautiful.
Talisa, what do you but like?
I like everything.
You like everything?
Yes.
You like necrophilia?
I like everything. I actually...
You would do it with a corpse, have you?
I'll not indulge that information.
You will not. I don't know if that's legal, actually. Probably not.
It's illegal. You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger
like,
made it illegal.
How can the corpse give consent? I don't know. Maybe a corpse could. You know, yeah. If you give it consent before you die.
That's illegal. Schwarzenegger made it illegal. Arnold Schwarzenegger made the law against necrophilia. People that say he didn't do anything for California, that's the one thing he did.
Okay.
He made necrophilia illegal.
You know, I kind of think it should be illegal unless a person gives permission. You know, and then
absolutely.
maybe they want their
it should be
their
illegal.
Long their love of their life to.
You should respect the dead. You shouldn't molest dead bodies.
Right.
Even people that do retrieval of bodies at car accidents, they're very respectful of the body parts and things like that. You need to do that.
But anyway, we are dealing with fake corpses.
Are we? What do you think? I told you there's real corpses in every issue.
In my bed, are there?
Well, I'm a little... I died.
You died.
I died. See, this is Pugh Hefner.
Yeah,
on the
right.
Cover.
I, that's cute. I used that in my promo. Yeah, No, that's very cute.
There are real corpses in every issue because people want to explore death.
Yeah.
And we go to catacombs. We go do forensics and things like
Should
this.
Should we sew them up in the body bag again?
I think you need to be in the body.
I need to
How
be
many
in the
people
body
want
bag.
To see Dr. Susan Block in the body
you know,
bag?
This is not like
my
a...
show? It's like a telethon. Sorry, I'll shut up. Okay, it's your show.
Okay, so Talisa, you
do
you like to get in this body bag?
Oh, I love the body bag.
You do? You
yes.
get it? I don't know if we'd fit in there, but
fit in.
Yes, you would.
You fit
so
perfectly.
You, do you get off on cadavers?
No, I was just kidding. I don't.
Oh, you
yeah,
were kidding.
No,
okay.
I was just kidding.
That's
no,
the
but
thing.
I
we
do.
Don't know where the humor begins yeah. and the reality of
death. No, but I do photograph a lot of real bodies for Corpsey here. I travel around the world and interview different graveyards and grave
yeah.
robbers, and I have
grave
an article
robbers.
In there with real corpses.
You know, I kind of, I went to Yale and Skull
hey, Doc,
and Bones,
Doc,
they have a grave.
Sex and Metal has to leave.
Ah.
He just wants to say something to
Well,
you.
Sex and Metal.
I have to go. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I have to
well,
bail.
Jolien,
do a
performance. Thank you for joining us for a little while. And, I mean, I wish we could play with Sex and Metal things, but, I could just see the girls and the corpses and these marvelous metal torture devices.
She's playing with the corpse vagina right now.
I'd actually like to say something about the magazine. I think it's probably one of the best publications out there. If you look at the artwork, it's absolutely fabulous. There's comedy written in there. It's a little bit more than just corpses. So if anybody has a chance to check it out, I would highly recommend it. It's humor, it's funny, it's interesting. There's a lot of cool stuff in there. So.
All right.
Thank you, guys. And we will love you and
Thank
leave you.
Thank you, Jolien.
Okay.
No worries.
Thank
we'll
you.
Have fun over at Studio Servitude.
Thank you very much.
And I'll buy you the drink that
okay.
we made the deal.
And thanks for stopping
We
over.
Talked $100 bills. About drinks.
Hey, you guys make some great stuff. Beautiful.
Hey, thank you very
beautiful
much. We'll see you again.
Yeah.
Sex and Metal is beautiful.
Sex and Metal. Oh, yeah.
That's Sex and Metal, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Susie, we have Sean Grant from England.
Yes.
And he has a question. He's listening in England.
Yes, hello,
and
Sean.
Wait.
Put him on.
Go ahead. He's got to be put on hold first. So, but anyway, he's coming up. Okay, hold on. And let's see if we can hear him. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hi, Sean.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, turn the music down. Or turn our music down, Max. There you go. Hey, Sean.
Hi.
What did you want to talk about all the way from England?
Hi. What did you find out? My girlfriend, she went to Africa.
Your girlfriend what?
Yeah, my girlfriend, she went to Africa.
I can hardly hear Sean. Can you turn him up?
Okay. Talk. Yeah, hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
better. Yeah.
Better. Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, My girlfriend.
Your girlfriend?
Yeah, she won't let me have sex with her because she says my cock is too big. What do I do?
Oh. Your girlfriend won't let you have sex with her because she said your cock is too big. You know, I think, you know, you should just tell her that at least you're not dead, you know. And let's just go from there.
Put it halfway in.
I mean, put it halfway in. There you go. Okay?
Right.
Or get another girlfriend.
Get a bigger vagina.
Well, that would be on another girlfriend, I would imagine. See, you get body parts. You think about
just the vagina.
Just the vagina, right. I'm thinking of a whole human being here.
Is there a graveyard near your home?
Right.
darling, that tiny little pee-pee is giggling right now, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. Yeah. Okay. Well, you have a good time with your tiny little pee-pee. You know, enjoy. Happy Easter. It will rise again.
What should I say to her then?
What should you say to her? I told you, darling. Okay. Happy Easter. It will rise again. And just, I guess use your finger. You know. Your tongue. Lube her up. All right.
Do they have penis reductions?
you know,
get a penis reduction.
That was the British attempt at humor, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
You have to talk in the microphone. You forgot how professional you were.
I'm
for
so
a moment.
Comfortable on your
you
bed.
You are. You're getting very comfortable. You can die here, actually.
As long as Sasha stays.
We're going to bury you
If we don't get you in this body bag, we're all going to die.
You
want to
get me in the bag.
I think you need to be in the bag as a doctor, a professor of the sexology.
Okay, I think the girls are going to wrap me in the bag, though. I think they should get up and put me in the bag.
Okay, girls, let me move my corpses.
You move your corpses. Listen to how that sounds.
Ugh. They're very heavy.
The only
weight.
Thing is I have a microphone on my back. We'll see how this
goes. We'll figure it out. Look,
we'll figure
you know
it
what?
Out. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, you know, I'm not in a hurry to get these beautiful girls up out of there.
Should I get in there?
Well, if they're
with
naked
you?
Though, and they're zipping you, we get the other side.
Yeah,
of
that's
them.
True. We do get so, the other side, and then wait, they can be standing.
They can be standing, and we can see their beautiful.
I'm
going to
take my clothes off.
Come on, honey. You
I'm
can get in the body
you,
bag with me.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm getting hot already.
It's getting hot in here.
She offered me a little hand. Where are we going to put this chair?
Sasha.
Okay. Is that fun, girls?
Wow. Mamma mia.
All right.
Okay, Susan, what okay, are we going to do? You've
so
got to take
now,
your shoes off. We'll let you sheep them on. We'll
yeah,
let you
okay,
keep them.
Thank you.
Here. You'll see
it's
how
warm in here.
Mm-hmm. It's warm.
Yeah.
That's some girl sweat in there.
I guess so.
Mm. We're going to lay back. Oh, we're going to try to zip you with the hat on?
Yeah, I
now,
guess
how,
so.
How are you feeling right now?
Comfortable.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's a good start. Panic seems to be something you don't want.
Not so far, but
nobody's
zipped anything yet. So.
No, I'm going to zip.
Yeah.
So,
right,
are we going to zip your hat
right.
in?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Okay.
I've never zipped a hat into a body bag. I need to get the plastic around you. Hold on.
Yeah. Well, you know, I always wear my hat.
You know. There you go. Now we're talking.
Okay. I'm getting in the body bag. Okay,
this is Dr. Susan Block.
This is a rehearsal. Life is a dress rehearsal.
We've never rehearsed this, ladies and gentlemen.
It's something that I've often said. But this itself is a rehearsal for my death, I guess. See, these girls, they don't
think everybody will be eventually zipped into one of these.
But I do.
On the way, on this, you'll be in here one day.
Jesus.
All right. Now, you'll get very warm.
And I call out to you.
Now, do you feel anything right now?
Jesus, Allah.
You know? Do you want
to? Adonai, Eloheinu, Adonai, Echad. Okay, I'm. I don't know. This isn't
girls,
very.
Girls, do you want to come around so we can see?
I thought the no girls one... were going to zip me
I know,
up.
I know.
And you wound up zipping
I know,
me up.
I know. I'm moving away.
I thought the girls were.
I know.
Sasha. Oh.
Yeah, you can zip that.
You know,
part up.
That is just what would happen in my.
Just bend
final
over and zip up the bag.
Is the wrong person would zip up my body bag. Oh, but now I see these beautiful girls. That's my final image as I go down. Into the depths I am down under, and I have angels putting me under, and I feel at one with the universe. Everything is one.
Susan, we're going to count to 10.
I am underground.
I think she's getting faint.
Ah!
All right, we're going to count to 10. Ready?
Okay.
Ready.
This is Dr. Susan's last 10 seconds alive.
The scary
and
part is
one,
I'm not panicking.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And just like Jiffy
Gosh.
Pop, we will open up. You better open it up now, girls.
I will rise again.
That's why again. We counted to 10. There you go.
It's Easter.
And look, look who's rising.
And Dr.
Look
Susie
who's risen.
Has risen.
Wow. Now unzip the plastic.
Yeah.
Are you warm?
You know, a little steamy, yeah.
How do you feel? You feel weak? You feel reborn?
You know, the whole thing with the hat meant my elbow went into sort of rigor mortis, but other than that, I'm great. And
you know,
look
how beautiful this
girls.
Looks.
Look at you.
That's your gift.
Well, I guess I'm in heaven. I have arrived in heaven. Look at this.
Yeah, when you wake up
with
in heaven, there's
girls,
naked, beautiful
girls, Chastity Lynn and
stars.
Sasha Sweet, standing before me. You could fly around a little. Yeah.
Do you girls want to?
Very good.
Say anything over the body, girls? You want to make a little a prayer or anything? Anyone have anything to say about Dr. Susan
Block?
Did you ever?
She is praying. She's holding her hands up. Well, you know, that was great. Whoa. Okay, I'm up.
No, okay, microphone's up.
Hello, is this on?
Susan, here,
you know,
you guys are on down there, so.
Doctor,
thank
this proves.
You, ladies.
This proves, is that your garter?
Yeah. That's my garter. No, that's the one that's on my foot.
Oh, your foot garter.
I couldn't
okay.
decide which garter to wear.
Did
so
you want to get in there with a girl?
Did I want to? Well, I guess I could.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. It's your
Eeny, yeah. meeny, miny, moe. Well, this one's into pain, so.
Okay, bring her could in. I be next?
All right, Sasha, let's get you in there
okay,
together.
Okay, so maybe Chastity can over. Zip us in.
Chastity's going to zip.
Okay, maybe I'll keep the hat out for this part.
I was going to say, with,
and the headphones.
With the beautiful bedroom set that you have, Susie.
Okay. Here we go. So
get close.
Here we are.
You know,
me and Sasha. Another Jewish girl, right? Yeah,
yeah.
We're two
yeah.
Jewish girls dying together. Yeah.
Well, when we open the bag, you're going to be Catholics.
I'm also Jewish.
It's like a trend. It's like a magic
dying,
trend.
And we're going to be reborn.
I'm also
on Easter,
Jewish.
We hope.
I converted.
Really? We're not sure. They could leave us in here. There is that
get,
possibility.
Get tight together.
Oh, where is that distinct possibility?
Two Jews in a bag. Hey.
Which I wouldn't mind.
Two Jews in a bag. Is there a joke like that? All right. Right now, Chastity Lynn, world-famous adult star, is zipping up. By the way, while I have
nice.
The mic, is it ChastityLynn.com? Where can we go to your site?
Down.
Working at ChastityLynn.com.
Hey, but you can Google Chastity Lynn and see all sorts of stuff. Oh, here, zip them up before they melt.
I being dead, actually. No, I think I...
This is just a way for me to take over her show. I'm
right
the new Dr.
Here.
Susan Block. Okay, here we go. Are you okay in there, ladies? I need some sort of confirmation.
Body,
are you all right? You guys all right? You need help.
I don't know. They're talking to each other. No, that's enough. That's enough. Let's count to 10. And
great.
And one. You can pose as we're talking.
Together.
10 to
yeah.
1,
oh,
2, 3, 4,
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Flowers rise from and we will be born again, and we will live forever.
I'm rising again.
Yes.
Lord, I'm rising.
The little one and the big one.
A lot of moaning. Do you feel? How do you feel?
I would rather go back to death. Yeah. Right. Can I please die again?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Good
that
job,
was great.
Ladies.
That was great.
Thank you. A little warm round of
very
applause
nice.
For Dr. Susan Block and Sasha Sweet.
Oh yes.
Is she to die for? I'm serious.
Oh yes. Right. Very nice.
Every bit of
beautiful
I can come up with.
But I don't think it was painful enough for you.
Did you like that?
Yes.
Would
that
you get a body
fun.
Bag yourself?
I might, you know. I wouldn't buy one. If someone gave one to me as
like
a
you're
gift.
Walking down the street and there was just
yeah,
a body
I
bag?
Yeah, I mean, if there was
know?
A body bag and
she's
someone,
Jewish. She's
you know,
not going to buy
yeah,
a body
I,
bag.
Yeah, not retail anyway.
You can sit over there.
You're Jewish too, of course.
Yeah,
and it is
I am.
Easter, you
I am.
Know. And Jesus was a Jew.
Who other but a Jew would
and
come up with
and he rose again, yeah. Yeah, you know, a lot of Jews coming up with some crazy sex stuff.
You can sit on the body bag. You can have the girls.
This is great. I love this body bag.
You know, with all this bedroom set that you have.
Yes.
Right? And you have the prison soap.
Okay? I have the prison soap.
So you got the and these beautiful women with the corpses and the death. It gives new meaning to the word bed, bath, and beyond.
You know what? That's a good one. Bed,
very good.
Bath, and beyond.
There you go.
You know, that's what this is. Wow. And, you know, I have to get my breath, I must admit. It does kind of take your breath away in there a little bit.
Very warm.
Yeah.
Very
do you
hot,
get in there often?
Yeah, like at night, you know, I watch the news. And get in the bag for an hour, relax. Sure.
We can't tell what's really true with this guy. You know, that's the thing.
The magazine's real.
Oh, the magazine is real. Right. He's a businessman.
I'm plugging.
Yeah, right. Okay, the magazine is real, and we certainly have a lot of those. And it's great. It's like a kind of a National Lampoon with girls and corpses.
Yeah.
Right.
Beautiful. Well done.
Absolutely. So, and Talisa?
Yes.
You are in one of these magazines?
Yeah, actually, I can show you.
Yeah, I'm actually in four of them.
Mm-hmm. You're in four of them?
Yes.
She with corpses?
Yes, I am a corpse wrestler.
I hate to walk across the camera here, but she is.
I feel like I should have a piece of something in my lap. Or
Look at you've got your little bears having
and
a
And my bear is in
the torso.
I know.
Now you got some head.
You know, there's something about it. It's kinky, obviously. What it is that it feels familiar because it's a human part. And we know we're turned on by humans, of course. I mean, most of us. I am turned on by humans. But it's not quite human, so you can do these foul things to it. It's kind of like mannequin sex. You know, it's similar because...
I've thought about
but
that
it's,
a lot.
Yeah. Mannequin sex?
No, just the similarity between mannequin sex and sure.
Well, I mean, this is, it's got the horror also, but then there's the mannequins that are fun to play with dolls. Girls always love to play with dolls. Just these are a little ghoulish.
You know, I think that the more people confront their death and examine it, that I think, wait a minute, there's a hand coming.
Oh, yeah, here comes all these body parts.
Is that you, the more you confront it and look at it, the more comfortable you are with the
inevitable. Cover up her tits for one shot, right.
There you go. Look, it's like a guitar.
Well, actually, Susan.
Yes.
We have a corpse of our own, perhaps we could bring out.
We actually do.
Yes.
We have a picture of a girl dancing with a corpse. Where is that? Can we bring.
We could perhaps bring the corpse out.
The corpse is back there, but I don't think we can bring it out onto the show.
We could. Perhaps.
The one in the vulva chair?
Yeah, but we would need some help.
Okay, we need a couple of strong people to bring a corpse
she's
out.
She's a love doll.
A love doll.
She's a corpse.
Is a corpse.
We have a corpsey, the love doll. We sell in the magazine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
should we bring our corpse out?
More the merrier.
Yeah. I'm asking because you're hosting the show with me.
Yeah. Would you?
Okay, I think we're going to try to bring the corpse out.
We
need some men to bring the corpse out. Okay. And so, and where is that? We have a Scott Seidman painting of a corpse dancing with a girl right behind you. So can we just pick that up and bring that over here? Anything corpse related, I think we should bring. We also have a coffin, but I think that's a little hard to bring up here. But yet, you know, I don't think about it much, but I actually have quite a few corpse related things in the speakeasy. Here we go. Because of course, why is that? Yes, Omen. It's because death is always with us.
Death is.
Right. Much as we deny it. Here we go. This is a Scott Seidman painting. This is some art for you. You might want to see about reproducing this piece. Oh, and look at this. This is the love doll that we got from the Hollywood Erotic Museum. Yeah, don't let her near the painting because she'll poke its eye out.
That's a beautiful painting.
Isn't this a beautiful painting by Scott Seidman?
That is very
beautiful.
Let me
get my legs up here so I don't kick it by accident.
Yeah, be careful.
Right. So.
I'd like to use it in the magazine.
You Well, I think he would. I think you should talk on the microphone, though. Where's the microphone? I thought your leg was a corpse part, actually. But then I went, that's kind of a nice corpse leg.
Yeah, there you go.
It's warm.
So Lisa asked me to show you.
Put her there.
Okay. Oh, this is Talisa in the magazine right here. There we go. Yep. Okay. And there's just so much input here. There's stuff. And where'd the painting go?
The painting is right over here to your right, to your left.
Oh, the painting's to my left. Yeah, it's a beautiful painting.
That's a great piece.
And Scott Seidman has done a lot of the paintings here, and he does quite a few that have beautiful girls dancing with skeletons.
There's a lot of it.
And can you turn his mic up, or is it?
Yeah, it's
okay. Am I on?
Yeah, there you are. And, you know, it also exists in, when is the Day of the Dead? The Day of the Dead. Is that
like
Halloween?
November 2nd, usually it's around Halloween.
And don't they have corpses and skeletons dancing and that kind of thing?
You know, we're having a Cinco de Mayo party, by the way. I'm going to invite you to.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
You know, that's cute.
Yeah. You're going to be, you have to come. It'll be great.
I have to. I don't go very many places.
We do holidays. I mean, we did St. Patrick's Day.
Send me a hearse and maybe I'll make
we
it.
We have hearses at all our events. We'll pick you up. You want us
pick
to
pick me up in the hearse.
Jeez, we're kidding. Yeah. I can get a hearse to pick you up.
Well, I might go if you get a hearse to pick me up. That would be fun, huh?
Done
and
deal.
I get to ride with Sasha or Chastity or both.
Yeah, we got girls in there, too.
You like to ride in a hearse?
Yeah, with you.
It's like a limo, only for dead people. Yeah, okay. So so you're caressing that that
dead
kind
woman.
Of dead woman, yes. Well, you know, you're bi, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And right below you there, Susan,
but
she's from the Erotic Art Museum.
Right. We were starting to explain. She's from the Erotic Art Museum that went out of business, but they gave us several of their items, and she is a love doll, and she shows you how the love doll is made.
Right.
You see? So.
Oh, it's fabulous.
You know,
that's you.
It's
beautiful,
I'm sorry.
Right?
You know, she kind of looks like she was in Japan.
And she was,
you know.
Actually, one time she was hooked up to a computer, and now she's dead.
It looks like somebody bombed her.
She's beautiful.
Yes. Yes, she's beautiful. What did you say, darling?
She's a,
No.
Oh, this darling or that darling?
Oh, well, you're my darling. That's my darling. But I was talking to Sweet here. Sweetie.
Sweetie.
Sasha
beautiful.
Sweet.
Sasha
she's so
Sweetie.
Beautiful. Yeah. Where are you from?
I grew up in Manhattan Beach, California.
Nice feet.
Oh, Manhattan Beach, California. Mm-hmm. Mm, by the water.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
So cowgirl.
Yeah, and, I mean, what is your objective in life before you die? What do you have to do before you die?
I'd like to eventually produce beautiful pornography.
What an honorable objective. Yes,
it's a lovely,
lovely thought.
Lovely thought.
What
religious.
Is beautiful pornography? She's a religious...
Pornography? That's good. I like that.
Beautiful pornography.
To me, it's artistic and taboo and sensual all rolled into one. I want to do something very different with it in my future.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're not sure exactly what kind of difference, but something... Make your
it
mark.
It comes from my mind, so it's
right,
different.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And you're raised Jewish?
Yes.
Are you still Jewish?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Baruch Hashem. Okay. Wow. And it's a Jewish pursuit, pornography, a good, healthy Jewish pursuit.
Nice
look
Jewish
at Ron
people.
Jeremy and Al Goldstein and Corpsey
it's a
here.
It's
yeah.
a natural career
for Jews.
For Jews,
right.
Pornography.
Right.
It was made for Jews. There's a college, actually, that's of pornography. It's a Jewish college. It's a four-year and you go and you pray, and then you make a little porn.
But there are also Catholics in porn as well.
There are. Blonde girls.
The blonde girls. Are you Catholic or Buddhist? Or
she's Catholic. Actually,
born
a little
again.
Bit of both.
Catholic and Buddhist.
Catholic and Jewish.
Catholic and Jewish.
Wow.
Yes.
Right. Wow. Wow. Well, so you celebrate everything. Or nothing.
Or nothing.
Okay. Well, you know... It's almost Easter. Jesus is about to rise again.
You made this into a religious. I don't. You actually managed to tie religion into Girls and Corpses magazine and sex and metal.
It's a natural to me. Death has everything to do with religion and you know your last rites.
Well, also you know,
where do you go after you die? Do you go to heaven or what?
Synagogue, I guess.
Or.
But, well, I was going to say
hell.
Sex and metal's tied in because religion basically invented torture.
Well, yes, of course. That's why I'm wearing the Christian medieval symbols here.
Yeah.
To create some torturous
But the devices that were the rack and all these things that are now used for bondage and whatnot, those are from religious torture.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, there's other reasons to torture, of course, but religion is a really major
it's a good
one
reason.
To make you confess, because they don't want to just kill you; they want you to confess. They want to get your soul.
Yeah.
They don't want, you know, if they just want to kill you, that's kind of, you know, practical.
But nowadays, it's more for oil and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Except they do torture too. They do the torture too, you know, the whole Abu Ghraib thing.
She likes to be, Sasha likes to torture.
I like to inflict it as well, though.
You like to
take
it and give it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Listen to that. It's very passionate.
It
doesn't scare you, or do you like to be scared?
I like
fear. Fear can be an aphrodisiac.
It's very appealing.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend?
I have a boyfriend.
You do? Is he here?
No, he's Jewish too, though.
He's Jewish?
Yeah.
And what does he think of you and your career? I mean, he must love you, obviously.
Yeah. No, he's very supportive.
He's supportive?
Of it,
okay.
He sees that it's not someplace that it's made up. It's genuine. It's what I want to do, and I do it for a good reason.
Is he also in pornography?
No.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
He's a rabbi.
Rabbi.
My first boyfriend became a rabbi. He did. He became an Orthodox rabbi. Ah.
Something sexy about rabbis to me. I don't know.
That was my first fuck, yeah. The beard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The beard. The wailing walk.
I think it's the juxtaposition of what you are and what you're not supposed to be.
Yeah, isn't that what all sex, I mean, isn't it about the forbidden? And
the forbidden,
you know, girls
yeah.
and corpses, these are forbidden things. We became sort of a fetish thing when really the magazine was about comedy and horror and combining things. And now I'm the deep end of the pool. I go to these fetish events and people are, they're freaked out by me at fetish events.
Yeah.
Imagine, girls and corpses. Such a beautiful thought.
Well, I mean, it's a funny thing because it's only a mental freak out. You don't really do anything to hurt people. Like,
those two words together are so powerful, girls and corpses. It freaks people out, just the title.
Yeah.
They
it
go to the dark people. Place and figure it's just going to be... And there's no nudity. Did I need to mention that? There's no nudity in the magazine. We were at an adult
right.
show in Vegas. We had no nudity in the magazine. We were one of the most outrageous booths by the Las Vegas Chamber of Commerce.
So no nudity. So, I mean, you obviously like nakedness. I mean, you were encouraging the toplessness along with me.
Was I the one?
Yeah, well, not just the one, but okay. You joined in the amens and A-women, so that's
women,
for sure.
Women are beautiful, and corpses can be attractive. And,
yes, but I mean, you so this gets you
I
into
don't
more
need,
markets being
Well, no, that's
being
part of it, but if you
covered?
Can't find enough nudity in the world on the internet, the problem with a lot of nudity is it's not creative. Most of the time, when you turn on the purient signal in your brain and you start looking at someone in a sexual way, you lose... That's why porn movies are
so hard.
You could
have a nude section, though, that you charge people for.
But, I'll tell you, one of the
first... Let's talk business later.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, I just want to say...
Naked girls and corpses. Why not? How about naked girls and corpses? Hey, I'm going to get the URL if you don't...
Naked
girls and corpses.
But it'll be a one-note thing to me. To me, this is more creative.
We're not just talking about you.
It's not about me
anymore. It's all these readers or whatever, people.
I could do Corpses and Dr. Susan Block. I'm going to go get that URL. I think that would be
okay,
correct.
You get that one. I'll get the
do
Naked Girls
so?
And Corpses.
Yeah.
You get what are you getting?
I don't know what I'm getting. I'm getting excited, I think, just sitting near.
Yeah, in a
doctor.
Body bag with beautiful girls and
yeah.
all these body parts.
Wow, yeah. You know, it's just, it's a phenomenon.
Have you been into these body parts since you were like...
I was born, yeah. I used to play with body parts when I was a child. My parents would bring them. You know, like you bring home some meat for the dog, the bone from the butcher?
Yeah, but some kids make these drawings. You didn't do all that. Come on.
You mean like... No, I mean...
You might have made... Did you draw stuff? Yeah.
I didn't... I couldn't draw.
No.
I know.
You didn't kill animals in your backyard, did you?
No. People.
Okay.
I had some... I had people. And that was a problem. They sent me
I'm
away
the
to...
I'm mother confessor. You can tell me.
Sent me away to a
confess
special place.
Confess to me.
That's
I've
right.
always been... No, I think...
You confess to me. What's the naughtiest thing you've ever done?
Oh, God.
You're asking me that. I've done a lot of very naughty things. So many that I don't know what would actually classify as the naughtiest. I like... Giving girls milk enemas and drinking milk out of their assholes.
Giving girls milk out of their assholes.
Well,
is that kosher?
You give them an enema. You put milk in an enema.
Okay,
and
guys.
Put it in their ass.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Absorb it and then they squirt it out in your mouth.
Oh, yeah, right.
I love
okay.
it.
Got that.
Does she do this with the corpses? Or no, this is with real girls.
For real girls.
Wow. Okay. Milk out of the ass. Does that make it chocolate milk? Oh, sorry.
No, because it's very clean.
I couldn't help that one. Come on, guys. No. Come on. Okay, that you really got me there with that one. I asked for that. I did ask. All right, I'm going to chastity now.
Have you done yogurt?
Yogurt. Yogurt up the ass.
And you get acidophilus that way.
Oh, my God.
I did yogurt like 2 days ago.
Yogurt up a girl's ass and then you eat it?
Up my own ass.
Up your own ass.
And honey. Also.
Well, you know, yogurt is good. It's good for you a little. It doesn't.
But
no, that's for the pussy, the yogurt, for when you have a yeast infection. No, never mind. Okay. This is where porn is going, honey.
Wait, yogurt up your ass, and what was this for? What was
this? And honey. And I think there's some
yogurt
cheese.
And
Greek.
Honey.
That's Greek sex.
That's Greek. That's very
wow.
Greek.
Wow.
That's not Greek yogurt.
That's not kosher.
Is it?
Wow. Yogurt.
I'm lactose intolerant, so we used rice milk instead of.
There was no
lactose intolerant, so they used rice milk. There is so much compassion in the industry for people and their. Intolerances.
Was there any?
And yet they end up doing something that is just so kinky. It's amazing.
Dr. Susie, was there any granola involved?
Just Cheerios.
I don't know.
It's not lactose intolerant.
Cheerios, okay. Cheerio, folks.
As long as it's not corn nuts or something. Well, all right. Now, I see your guy is here in our audience. Do you want to give a shout out, or should we ignore him? Pretend he's dead.
Scott Lyons.
Hello. He's not dead yet. There he is. Scott Lyons, not dead yet. Hello. Okay. Yeah. Come on. Get up here on a microphone. Anyway. Say hi on the microphone. So what does all this death stuff do for you, Scott?
Take mic one over here.
Which one is this?
Right there. Right there. Yeah,
Girls and Corpses. What does this do for you?
I just think it's cool, man.
Cool,
like, these
man.
Guys,
yeah.
They had it kicking in Vegas. I was digging it.
Yeah.
I think I spent more time over around by their booth than anywhere else, really.
You know, something about the corpses maybe that neutralizes the sex.
Neutralizes?
Yogurt neutralizing? What are you?
Maybe it is the yogurt. Well, I'm just wondering if the girls get even really relaxed because these guys are dead, so who cares?
Yeah, you can do anything with a corpse, and, you know, corpse face sitting is very big, by the way.
Corpse face sitting. There you go, something like that. Do you like corpse face sitting?
I have not ventured into that realm yet.
Would you like to try it? I mean, here's...
You could sit on that one's face.
Yeah, huh? Let's see how, you know, you haven't tried it. This one, too? This one's right almost under you.
Her,
that's a her.
Put her on the back, yeah, put her back down.
Uh-huh.
We're going to do some corpse face sitting.
Okay, here we
go.
You
know, I woke up this morning and... I was at the synagogue. I never
morning.
Thought. Okay.
And I
just
sat
pull,
on a
pull
corpse.
The corpse down a little.
Okay.
Push him down.
Okay, this one here?
Yeah, we have to.
You have an amazing figure. Look at
like,
you.
Oh, you're going to break his neck.
It's really hourglass and natural.
Here.
And of course, Chastity
He's
has
dead.
A beautiful
Don't worry.
Body.
You're going to break his neck.
Okay, she's going to corpse face set.
These live bodies with these corpses is just.
Go the other way, actually. So you're facing.
Yeah, the
out.
Other way. So
I'm directing the corpse sitting.
Yeah.
Erecting.
Okay, here we go. And erecting.
Shania Israel. Here she goes. Loving the
arms. Yeah. Here we go.
This was a she's sitting on what was a rabbi, by the way. That corpse was a...
Right. Wait, let's hear you.
His nose is rubbing against my clitoris.
His nose. Nice. He knows what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's one thing is with a guy, with a corpse, you can just angle it just the way you want it.
Right.
Right?
His I nose mean, knows.
He doesn't move around. He doesn't bite you.
He doesn't complain.
Right? Get on a microphone. Yeah. If you're going to yell things from the peanut gallery.
Like a city. Like a death
okay. City. So this is a first. You're sitting, you're face sitting on a corpse.
Face sitting on a corpse.
Right. And you got him angled, right? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Look at it. Look at him looking right up at you.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
He doesn't even have to close his eyes. Yeah. Nice. All right. Hey, you're like one of those guys at a party that sort of.
I am. I am that guy at the party. It will leave you alone. I'm not in the magazine. It's scary.
Uh huh. Would you like to do something with a corpse? I mean, she's face sitting. Is there something?
Okay.
You're okay.
You know, there's a penis on this corpse, by the way.
Which one?
This one right here. Look.
There's a penis. Oh, That's a dilapidated penis.
What'd you expect?
Okay. What is chastity supposed to do with that? What is she?
She's supposed to sit and
She is just holding it.
Listen, it is a holy day, so let's get the penis
like that just gets held.
She can do, what do you call it, when you just rub?
Until it rises again. And if it doth rise again, perhaps she will.
If a corpse's penis rises and it sees its shadow, I think it's a different holiday.
Here, come sit over. Do you want to sit on the corpse? She doesn't know what she wants to do. Grab it.
I think he likes getting a hand job from you.
She's nice.
He's giving
Catholic
the corpse
girl.
A hand job. You know, when
but
I joined.
But if you sit on it, we could see you. How about if you just. You could sit on the T-shirt part if you don't want to sit on the dilapidated penis.
I just realized, Dr. Block.
Yes.
I look like a rabbi. Look, I'm wearing like one of the rabbis.
You do. And your eyeglass matches my hat.
Do that part.
Yeah. No, that's very Catholic, but it is Easter, so it's okay. We can combine the religions.
If the corpse rises,
I thought that was your leg at first.
You're on.
Okay, and now we have chastity riding the corpse.
You're on.
And
we
have Sasha Sweet on the front of the corpse. Yeah, this is good. This is very nice. This is happening right now. This is lovely.
Wow.
This is not it. Easter sunrise.
You know, I mean, one thing, the corpses bring out the girls.
You know, look at that.
I'm always interested in things that bring out girls.
I like those ribs.
That's how the magazine happened. That's how the name happened.
Are you talking about the dead ribs or the live ribs?
No, those ribs.
Oh, the live girl ribs. Okay, because there's a lot of dead ribs around here.
I like those ribs.
Yeah, no, these are very
live. There's a lot of guys that have not gotten this kind of action that this corpse is getting.
No, exactly. Right? And that, right? I'm sure that guys feel, I don't know, ambivalent about that.
Jealous,
let me ask you, Omen, how do you feel about seeing these girls who you must be attracted to, because everyone is, and a corpse is getting it from them?
How does who feel about this?
I'm asking Omen here for his opinion.
Oh, Omen. Okay.
I think it's the fact that one of them is Jewish, I think that's awesome.
That's awesome,
I think that's
right.
A plus.
Yeah.
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 Because...
Shalom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Baruch Hashem.
The strangest religious show ever broadcast.
You should see Purim here. Purim is amazing.
Headset,
you've got to be here
for
Purim.
Were there corpses for Purim?
Well, we didn't actually kill anyone because we take our Vashti, we put her on the cross, and we torture her.
We did kill a lamb.
We did torture Vashti, and then at the end, right after the show, Vashti tortured her torturer, and she got Vashti's revenge. And of course, we hung Haman at the end too. But you could come here for Purim, and we could use some of the cadavers.
Hanging Haman, is that some sort of Jewish hanging?
Hanging Haman, yeah.
That is.
We hang him on the cross, right there. That cross. We can play
Haman's
with that at the end of the show. We're almost done with the show, so we can put you up there if you like. Maybe one of the corpses.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Or
well,
maybe
Jesus
one of the girls.
Was the first zombie, so.
Yeah.
You want to turn that around, that head, and you can.
He's eating your pussy. Yeah. He likes panties. Panty Boy should be having a field day with these fabulous panties on. Panty Boy is a fan on his. Actually, he's Porn Star Fan on Twitter. Mm. Mm. Yes, Sasha's on Twitter. We won't say whether Chastity's on Twitter.
I am.
Oh, you are on Twitter?
Yes.
But what happened to your account?
I was suspended. I just got unsuspended.
You got unsuspended! Yay! Chastity's back.
Chastity
All right.
XXX.
Chastity Lynn XXX.
Yes.
Awesome. Yay. I'm so glad you're back from the dead. Tonight is about rising again, rebirth. And, you know, if your Twitter account is suspended, there's a little part of you that's dead. Okay, anyway. I know, I'm silly about Twitter because I hate Facebook so much. I love Twitter. And Sasha's doing very well on Twitter. Everyone should follow her. She has Porn Star Fan now after her. And Porn Star Fan will be so happy about your panties. I named him Panty Boy because he's panty obsessed. And we collect panties for Panty Boy. So.
How about corpse panties?
Corpse panties. I don't know how he would feel about that. Okay. Yeah.
When people die, they have their underclothes.
Yeah.
Those are, you know, people die. Those people like that clothing.
Yeah. They like the clothing of the dead
people.
People
that die in the clothing.
Do you sell this on eBay?
Yeah, I have an eBay account.
Rabbi Abinowitz's panties, dead panties.
Okay. I think we're going to wind up the show. Are we started
yes,
a little late, or do we want
to wind up.
Wind up in a, within a few
moments.
We're going
to find out where everybody's living. And,
yeah.
Among the living.
We certainly
do.
And we want to give you some little things.
Okay.
We have some little
vibrators
and things. Hang on. Well, give me this little bag here. Let's just see what's in there. Well, I have new panties if you want to.
I'd love one.
Some new panties. Would you like some panties? I have a T-shirt for you. Would you like a T-shirt?
Wow. Is it a Dr. Susan Blossom?
No,
shirt?
It isn't.
Oh, crap.
I have these panties. These are prettier. Those are prettier.
Oh, that's pretty good, though.
And here, this is for you to measure your dick.
Okay.
Okay.
If I was England, that would be too short.
And this is for you. And these are Chinese aphrodisiacs.
Oh, cool.
And condoms from Condomania.
Wow.
And pocket rocket.
Ooh, that's a nice one.
Oh, wow.
And
we got to get some pussy magnets for your basket in the future.
Oh
what?
Yeah.
You got to get pussy magnets. Yes.
No, put them in your for people. You
yes,
know.
Yes, yes. I like to give away pussy magnets.
Is this banana flavored? What is this? What is that one?
This one's banana flavored. Do you like a banana flavor?
I'm partial to banana.
Here, this one I think
it
might
really
be working.
Is banana.
And
we should get you a body bag.
Now let us please a body bag. Well,
is there a battery in that pocket rocket, Susie?
Battery. Let's see. Is this one got a battery? Here,
I don't know.
Here.
We need batteries. Batteries.
Batteries. Batteries.
Batteries. Battery department.
That's a hell of a basket.
Pocket rocket battery department. Yes. What is that? You open this up like this, and this is a Chinese aphrodisiac.
We need for Sasha. She needs batteries for her pocket.
It tastes
rocket.
A little weird, but you know, no weirder than yogurt out of some girl's ass.
It's dog dick.
no, it's not that bad. And you eat the plastic, but not the big, not this part
not
of the plastic.
Plastic. No.
What does it do to you?
And it makes you horny. Well, it makes you feel good. It's actually healthy for you.
It's like Chinese Viagra.
It's not that intense, you know.
But it works.
But it kind of works. Yeah.
We still honor you, like we.
No, we're on. We're winding up. We're running a little late.
Can I mention my site
because,
so people can find
yes,
it?
We are. We're actually up to that part.
I want to do that.
So what's your site? Plug.
Girlsandcorpses.com. How's that for simple?
Yeah.
You got to go there.
Spelling out and.
GIRLSANDCORPSES. You can go there. You can get the magazine, pussy magnets, prison soap. We're going to sell Dr. Susan Block's used panties.
There you go.
After she dies.
Yeah. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. Made it out of
clay. Do they have a dreidel vibrator?
Oh, yeah, you got the gelt.
Made it out of clay.
Right. Let's hear this.
Give her
sing the Hanukkah song.
Okay.
Dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay. And when you're dry and ready, a dreidel I will play.
Can you do the four questions? Manish tanaha laila hazeh mikol halelot. No, wow. That was just Passover.
That's beautiful, though.
Shavuot.
It's hard for me to
see. She's the horny
okay.
child. She's the horny child.
Oh, the horny child.
Yeah,
ah, yes, right. There's the wise son, the contrary son,
the
son who doesn't know how to ask a question, the necrophiliac son, and the horny
daughter.
Right. Okay, horny daughter, what do you want to promote?
Well, I would like everyone to follow me on Twitter.
Yeah.
I love to tweet, and I post some naughty, nasty little pictures on there a lot for people to see. So it's the Sasha Sweet XO, and that's my Twitter.
And so how does your Jewish mom and dad feel about what you do?
My parents are actually supportive because I've talked about being in porn since I was about 13 years old.
Wow.
So it was never something out of the blue. It was always something I wanted, and I have a good head on my shoulders. So they
You
know.
Sure do.
Yeah.
They see it as a business, mm-hmm. you know, I guess.
And I'm happy, and I'm happy, and I
All right.
enjoy what I do.
Well, good for them, and
yeah.
good for you.
Thank you.
And Ms. Chastity,
She's got very,
then.
Very cute feet, too, by the way.
Nice feet, yes. Yeah. Nice, nice, very nice.
I'm working on getting my website up. It'll be up in the next couple of months at ChastityLynn.com. Until then, follow me on Twitter at ChastityLynnXXX.
Awesome. You want to try on your new panties?
Yeah.
Yeah, try on your new panties. And now let's hear from Let's see. Talisa, does she want to get on the microphone?
Where is Talisa?
I don't know. She left. Talisa, if you want to come back, you can. And Omen, where can we find you? Oh, look at this. Look at this beautiful Jewish, there's a kosher bush.
That's the burning bush.
That is the burning bush right there. Oh, face the camera.
Wow.
Beautiful. That is quite a burning bush. And look at these lovely panties.
I wanted to,
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, yes. Very nice. Very nice.
Did Chastity get a pair to try on?
She did. I don't know if she likes them, though. These are okay. They're kind of nice. Let me see if I have another pair. I can see her kind of...
They don't fit?
They look like they might not.
You want to wear Sasha's? This is Dr. Susan Block.
Wait. Here's another pair of panties. How about these?
Those are cute. Is she going to try them in the front there? You just get them to get comfortable.
There we go. Chastity Lynn.
Okay.
Da-da-da.
We are...
You should have gotten Easter Bunny panties.
And are you completely shaved, Chastity? Yes, she is.
Just for the holidays.
Completely shaved. Wow.
Just for Easter.
Shaved and pretty girl among the cadavers. How nice. All right, so...
Ooh, wow, look at that.
And we do want to say that we love Jack the Zipper. Oh, Chastity Lynn.
How cute does she look?
Yes, so cute.
That's hot. That's hot.
With her new pretty panties. Yes. And I think we're going to wind ourselves up here, at least for the formal part of the show. The post show is still to begin. But we want you to be good. We want you to be happy. We want you to, try to make friends with death. But don't kill anybody. Even if it's just about pushing a button, you know. Coming close to death like this would be difficult for anyone. Pushing a button is much easier. And we ask you to make love, not war. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Drop pocket rockets, not Patriot missiles. Hold up those pocket rockets, girls. Yeah. That's what we're all about. And, you know, I mean, corpses are fun and all, but let's not make them any more than necessary. Nature takes care of that. So, make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is a corpse. I love you. Happy Easter Eve. We all shall rise again.
The corpse is rising. Look, it just rose.
The corpse is rising. All right. And the music is also rising. And here we are. All right, everybody. It's after party time. Woo! We're going to do a group shot, though. Get up on the bed.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.